Good morning, everyone, for WFIW News, and I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore, located in Wayne City. It is now 45 under cloudy skies, breezy conditions. We do have a 40% chance of showers today. I'll have more on the WFIW weather forecast following this edition of the news. A rural McLeansboro man died Wednesday afternoon when high winds blew a power transmission pole down onto the cab of his pickup truck. Tim Thomas, 55, of McLeansboro, was pronounced dead shortly after 3:30 Wednesday afternoon. The Hamilton County coroner, Steve Bowling, tells WFIW News that Thomas was driving westbound on the Blairsville Blacktop near the Beaver Creek School when very high winds blew as many as 7 transmission poles down. One of those poles fell across the cab of Mr. Thomas's truck, killing him instantly. The poles that blew down were part of the City of Fairfield's backup power transmission line that runs through parts of Hamilton County to Fairfield. Thomas had recently retired as a coal miner and had been farming with family members. Strong winds, clocked as high as 70 miles per hour, blew a semi over on Interstate 64 not far from the Fairfield exit. The driver of that semi was not injured. The semi came to rest in the median. And down in Saline County, several power lines were blown down in the city of Harrisburg, resulting in lengthy power outages in that part of the country. WFIW News Time, 7:16.
The best style advice and inspiration for guys is at the Male Connection. Get acquainted with Spring 16 at the Male Connection. Get acquainted with their favorite cotton work, made-to-fade shirts, on-trend shades, skinny ties, and slim or modern fit shirts. Look good in new dress slacks, jeans with stretch, vests, new spring hats, and more. Sandy has a 75% off rack, a $5.99 tie rack, and a rack of spring shirts starting at just $28.50 at the Male Connection in downtown Fairfield.
Because insurance is a must, calling someone you can trust, State Auto, a friend you can depend on.
Life can be tough. That's why you need friends you can depend on for your homeowner's insurance. The State Auto Insurance Companies can protect your home and all of your possessions from the storms of life. State Auto and your independent agent have a policy that's designed with your specific needs in mind. We provide you with the best coverages and fast and fair claim service when you need it. And that's all at a great price, especially if you have your auto or other policies with us. For more than 75 years, State Auto has been insuring customers just like you from the storms of life. You can depend on us for the best in homeowners insurance value for your money.
Because insurance is a must. Call on someone you can trust. State Auto. A friend you can depend on.
See the professionals at CSI Insurance, 108 West Main, Fairfield, or call 842-2193 for more information.
University of Evansville basketball legend and former NBA head coach Jerry Sloan is fighting Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. That according to a report in the Salt Lake Tribune newspaper. Sloan, 74, and a native of McLeansboro, told the paper he had been diagnosed with the disorders last fall. Parkinson's disease is a chronic and progressive movement disorder, meaning that symptoms continue and worsen over time. Now, according to the Parkinson's Disease Foundation website, it says as many as 1 million Americans live with the disease. There's no cure, and a cause is not known. Sloan told the Salt Lake Tribune he decided to go public with his diagnosis because so many people had noticed his symptoms. Before playing for and coaching the Chicago Bulls and later coaching the Utah Jazz, Sloan lifted the university to Evansville men's basketball team to back-to-back NCAA College Division national titles in 1964 and 65 and was named to the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in 2009. Jerry has also been very active at a number of philanthropic activities back at his hometown in McLeansboro. A Carterville man has hit it big on an Illinois lottery scratch-off ticket. 70-year-old Bill McCamish won $3 million on a Jumbo Bucks instant ticket. McCamish bought the ticket at the Carterville Farm Fresh store. He said he sat in his car and scratched the ticket right after he bought it and could not believe what he was seeing. Took the ticket back into the store, checked it at the Farm Fresh with the Farm Fresh clerk, and confirmed it was a winner. Mr. McCamish is a Vietnam War veteran. He's worked as a registered nurse, retiring after 44 years of service. He says he plans to share the money with his family and make some investments. Farm Fresh will receive $30,000 just for selling that ticket. Well, the annual Frontier Community College Foundation Spring Fundraising event, the Jackpot Jamboree, is going to be held this Saturday evening, starting at 6 p.m. in the Fairfield Elks Club. Using an all-new format this year, the Jackpot Jamboree will include an evening full of fun and food for everyone who attends. Doors open and dinner will begin at 6. Events planned for the evening include silent and live auctions as well as a reverse raffle. Opportunities to stay in the raffle will include minute-to-win-it games, trivia, and more. Gaming is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m., the live auction at 9. Tickets are $50 per person to attend. Price includes dinner, dessert, and an entry for the reverse raffle. Tickets may be purchased from any Frontier Community College Foundation member or by contacting Sarah Hicks at 516-1200. If you do wait till the last minute to get a ticket, you can also get them at the door. All proceeds from the Jackpot Jamboree event will be used to support Frontier Community College Foundation projects as well as student scholarships. For more information, contact the college at 842-3711. WFIW News Time, 7:21.
Wabash Telephone and Wind, where you can receive great service affordably, where you can get the best technology for the 21st century. With Wabash, we bring fun into your home. We have mastered the art of technology, but you get to be the designer, with an amazing staff that is always warm, welcoming, and helpful. For more information, call us at 665-3311. That's 665-3311, or stop by and say hi.
At Ubinger's Furniture Company, it's the sale everyone's been asking for. Get two recliners for one low price on selected styles only. If you don't need two, you can give one as a gift or bring a friend to share the deal with. These selected pairs start at just $499. Ubinger's will also have special financing available for qualified buyers. So hurry to Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Fairfield City Police report the arrest of 40-year-old Jerry R. Ewing of Fairfield Tuesday evening. Police officers responded to 529 Northwest 6th Street on a report of a disturbance and arrested Ms. Ewing for allegedly shoving a 16-year-old family member up against a wall. Nobody was hurt. Ms. Ewing was booked at the county jail pending the setting of bond. Fairfield City Police dispatchers report receiving dozens of calls from the public about field fires down around I-64. Police want local residents to know that these fires are simply farmers burning off debris ahead of their spring planting. Smoke from cornstalk debris being burned could be seen for miles. And Timothy A. Wilson, 57, of Fairfield, was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a Richland County warrant, charging him with failure to appear in Richland County Circuit Court for disorderly conduct, bond $150 cash. Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, along with Patty's Sheer Magic Hair Salon, have announced a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate their new chamber membership. The ceremony will take place on next Tuesday, the 12th at 2 p.m. Patty's Sheer Magic is located at 1316 West Main Street in Fairfield. The public is invited to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Patty's Sheer Magic is owned by Patty Owen. It's a full-service salon that offers the latest in color, cuts, makeup, manicures, and pedicures, and even specializes in dimension hair coloring. Selena Musgrave offers hair services and pedicures, with Rebecca Lyons specializing in nail salon services. Julie Amann of Fairfield has been hired as a senior healthcare consultant for the Anders Healthcare Services Group. Amann brings over 20 years of industry experience that she will utilize in her healthcare consultant position. Most recently worked at Horizon Healthcare in Fairfield, which is part of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Mrs. Amann will work remotely for Anders with a special focus on rural health clinics processes, including conversion for enhanced reimbursements, annual evaluations, and ongoing quality compliance. Amann holds a Bachelor of Science in Finance degree from Eastern Illinois University at Charleston. She's a certified medical practice executive and a next-gen certified professional. She's a member of the Medical Group Management Association and a Wayne County Health Coalition team member. The Anders Healthcare Services Group optimizes staff, resources, and revenue for hospitals and doctors by offering solutions and direction to complex practice management issues. A boil order remains in effect for the folks who live in the village of Mount Erie. Folks, if you live in Mount Erie, you should boil any water to be used for human consumption. That boil order will remain in effect until further notice. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering $2 per barrel, and today they're paying $30.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 83-year-old Robert Bob Jessup of Fairfield died at 6:18 Wednesday morning at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana. For many years, he'd operated a State Farm Insurance Agency in Fairfield. Funeral services for Bob Jessup are pending at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 16-year-old Fairfield resident Cole Klein died at Cardinal Glennon Hospital in St. Louis. He was a student at Fairfield Community High School. Survivors include his parents, Keith Klein and Nicole Brown Klein, both of Fairfield, his grandmother, Rhonda Brown of Fairfield, his grandfather, Ben Klein of Fairfield, great-grandmother, Ethel Payton of Fisk, Missouri, an aunt, Carol Klein of Monticello, Illinois, and uncles, Michael and David Wilkerson, both of Fairfield. Funeral services for Cole Klein will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be Friday evening, 5 until 8, at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. The family requests casual dress for visitation and services because that's what Cole would have wanted. Mary J. Clevenger Slankard, 89, formerly of Fairfield, now most recently at Crossville, died Tuesday at Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. She had worked at the farmer's store and was a seamstress. Survivors include a son, Lance, and wife, Janice Clevenger of Crossville. Two daughters, LaVon and husband, Dale Gill of Fairfield, and Linda Adkins of Orlando, Florida. 12 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, a brother, Tommy Irwin of Lawrenceburg, Indiana, and three sisters, Louise Simpson of Palace Heights, Illinois, Eileen Draper of LaSalle, Illinois, and Ruby Van Pernis of Plainfield, Illinois. Graveside services for Mary J. Slankard will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at Richland Cemetery. There will be no visitation. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of all the local arrangements. 82-year-old Enfield resident Norma Jean Enlow died Wednesday at her home. She had worked at the Echo Restaurant for 5 years, then at Enfield Healthcare for 26 years before retirement. She was a member of the Enfield Christian Church. Survivors include sons Danny Ray and wife Rhoda Dennis and Jack and wife Debbie Stone, daughters Lucille Hilliard and Tina and husband Terry Robertson, stepchildren Andy, Beth, and Brenda, grandchildren Ryan Hilliard and Crystal Golson, 10 step-grandchildren, great-grandchildren Reese and Hallie Golson and Rihanna Hilliard, a brother Morris W. Dennis and a sister Dolores K. Gates, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Norma Jean Enlow will be 10 o'clock Friday morning at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield with burial in Enfield Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 until 8 tonight at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Memorials may be made to Celtic Hospice and will be accepted at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. 71-year-old McLeansboro resident Kenneth Cantrell died at 6:20 Tuesday morning at the hospital in McLeansboro. He was self-employed, operating an oil field business. Survivors include his wife Phyllis Cantrell of McLeansboro, a son Doug Cantrell of wife Andrea of McLeansboro, a daughter Candace Cantrell of McLeansboro, two sisters Mildred Isla Warren of McLeansboro and Elizabeth Campbell of McLeansboro, a brother Ronnie Cantrell of McLeansboro, three grandchildren Justin Cantrell and companion Sasha Singh of West Frankfort, Jonathan Cantrell of Salt Lake City, Utah, and Madeline Cantrell of McLeansboro, one great-grandchild, McKenna Grace Cantrell, and a close friend, Lloyd Booter Webb. Services for Kenneth Cantrell will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial in Hickory Hill Cemetery at Walpole. Visitation will be 6 to late Friday night at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with a Masonic service at 7 p.m. at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 61-year-old Michael Ray Smith died February 13, 2013, a native of Morris, Illinois. He was a union pipe fitter by trade. His body's been cremated, and he'll be laid to rest at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Graceland Cemetery in Albion. There will be no visitation. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. The Ingram Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for Earl Ray Phillips, 86 of Fairfield, will be 11 o'clock this morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 9 o'clock this morning till the time of service, 11 a.m. at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to SSM Good Samaritan Hospice and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital speech-language pathologist treats communication problems in infants, children, adolescents, and adults. Fairfield Memorial Hospital offers speech therapy in a variety of settings, including inpatient, outpatient, skilled care, long-term care, home health, and early intervention. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's speech-language pathologist is licensed to diagnose, evaluate, and treat disorders of speech, voice, cognition, swallowing, and language. Each patient will have an individualized treatment plan. Along with the use of traditional therapies, vital stim therapy is also available. For more information about Fairfield Memorial Hospital speech-language pathologist, call 847-8395. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community healthcare.
Here's a look at local sports from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk. Taking a look at scores from, well, there were no scores from yesterday, but I do have a schedule today. Everything got washed out yesterday. High school softball and baseball today at 4:15. Grayville's at Wayne City. At 4:30, Lawrenceville is at Edwards County. Also in baseball, Sandoval travels to Sisney today at 4:15. High school boys tennis today, Fairfield travels up to Newton. Taking a look at national scores from yesterday. In the NHL, Columbus beat Toronto 5-1. It was Edmonton over Vancouver 6-2. And Detroit shut out Philadelphia 3-0. In the NBA, Indiana knocked off Cleveland 123-109. It was Detroit over Orlando 108-104. Washington beat Brooklyn 121-103. It was Boston knocking off the Knicks 104-97. Pardon me, Boston knocked off New Orleans 104-97. Charlotte beat the Knicks 111-97. It was Dallas knocking off Houston 88-86. Portland beat Oklahoma City 120-115. And the Clippers beat the Lakers 91-81. In baseball yesterday, local teams' favorites lost. At least one did. Pittsburgh got beat by St. Louis 5-1. How about Pittsburgh beat St. Louis 5-1? It was Cincinnati over Philadelphia 3-2. Milwaukee beat San Francisco 4-3. Colorado knocked off Arizona 4-3. It was Washington over Atlanta 3-1. And L.A. shut out, the Dodgers shut out San Diego 7-0. In the American League, Seattle beat Texas 9-5. Oakland over the White Sox 2-1. It was Tampa Bay over Toronto 5-3. Cleveland beat Boston 7-6. Baltimore over Minnesota 4-2. And the Yankees all over Houston 16-6. In interleague play, Detroit beats Miami 7-3.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. The WFIW forecast: 40% chance of showers today, high 55. Slight chance of showers tonight, low 40. Partly cloudy Friday, 54. Sunny Saturday, 50. 40% chance of showers Sunday, high 63. Rain likely Monday, 64. And then sunny Tuesday, 59. 65 the high yesterday, 44 the low this morning. We picked up a nickel's worth of rain overnight, 3,300s yesterday. And it's 7:34 with cloudy skies. It's 45. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
This is Clark Howard.